All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. It's 1:30. So we're going to get the chaplain to open us in prayer. If we can get everybody's...
Yeah,
I need a bigger gavel.
Father God, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we want to lift up those four police officers in Houston. We ask you, God, to touch them and get them out of the hospital. We'll lift up all our officers in this county, too, that they go home safely every day to their families. And be with our county commissioner. God, give them wisdom to make wise decisions. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and we'll open up court for public comment. But first, the county judge is absent this week. He's in training up in Lufkin, so... he will not be with us today, but we'll go ahead and we'll open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. So if we have anybody that's wanting to stand up and speak this morning. Anyone? Ms. Belfield would...
I'm Ashley Belfield. Many addresses, but I live at 1907 Link Street, but I have property all around. My concern today is about the garbage trucks, where the person got killed picking up garbage for us, and I didn't hear anybody do anything or say anything. And I'm wondering if Orange County can have some kind of law, just like when the school bus stops. We stop, you have to wait. And when the garbage truck is in your area, you only have one street to be on. It's not going to be there all the time. Maybe we could say, don't go around the truck. And I think that was horrible to have had that happen. And unless somebody says something about what goes on, it goes on. I haven't heard a thing about it. Because you're picking up my trash. Why in the H would you have to be killed? So if we had from this county a law that says when the garbage truck is on your street, don't pass it. Thank you kindly and have a good day, and I'll probably come back because I don't sit quiet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else?
Good morning, my name is Ed Hawthorne, 2815 Fairway Drive. The property that's delinquent for taxes, I've been wondering how long you keep those properties on the tax road. I looked at some that I want to buy. It's been 20 years the person didn't get the deed, and I've been waiting it a long time. So why would you keep those properties when other people want to buy them that long? I put in for two already. It's been a few years. Haven't heard anything from the attorney's office.
Mr. Hawthorne, we can't really reply specifically, but I can tell you that that's being looked at.
Yes, because right here in Orange, we need to sell these properties. Otherwise, we need the taxes.
We need to get them back on the tax roll, there's no doubt. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you one more thing. We have 6th Street Community Church. I would like to start a work program for some of the young people, all the vacant lots in the city of Orange. I'd like to train those kids on how to build houses. I did some work for Habitat, and we want to train people. All the vacant lots in Orange, we should be able to build houses, put those back on the tax roll. I want to see whoever I can talk with about it. We can create a program for that.
think it's a great idea. We'll have to say, if you'll hang around after court, me and you'll talk a little bit and see what we need to do to put something like that together.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, because like I said, anything that we have like that that's on the agenda, we can't discuss at this point, but after court would be great. Anybody else? Mr. Trahan.
Just one thing. February 7th, from 5 to 7, you've probably seen a sign on the side of the highway. TxDOT will be in town at West Orange Park Elementary to discuss the I-10 project, which will include the Adams Bayou bridges along the feeder roads. They may stay. They may go. They may be replaced. But they'll have their options there. They'll have all the plans. The schematics will be out on the tables. You can look at all of it. They're moving some of the ramps, it looks like. We've been talking to them about trying to dress up some of these interchanges a little bit and make them look a little nicer like you see in some other towns. And so it's been back and forth, but they've been fairly receptive on that. So it'll be a good chance for you to have your input into that project to make sure that your voice is heard. So just want to make sure that everyone knew about that.
Mr. Vitor.
Thursday night, 6 p.m., Bider Chamber of Commerce will be having their annual banquet for anybody who chooses to attend. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tickets, or can we get those at the door?
Can get them at the door.
Okay. All right. The only thing that I have is the one of our good friends and also a fellow government person in Orange County on City Council of Orange. I don't know if anybody knows, but Mr. Bill Mello is having major surgery tomorrow morning. So just keep him and his family in your prayers. I spoke with him this morning. He's very upbeat. His doctors are pretty upbeat about it with hopefully good news tomorrow afternoon. But just keep his family in their prayers. I know that's been a lot of concern for them since last week. So just wanted to mention that. And if there's not anybody else, we'll move on to agenda item number 2. Presentation from Mark Vitor, Director of Public and Government Affairs, Jefferson Energy Companies on their annual payments, and to certify that Jefferson Energy is in compliance with the terms of their agreement.
Thank you, Commissioners. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. I have with me Larry Doucette, who's one of our project managers from Jefferson. He lives in Orange County, pastors a church in Orange County. He lives in Orange and pastors a church in Orange as well. And I also have with me Paul Spence, one of our largest contractors, and he has some folks with him. Also have asked from Vider Independent School District, Sheila Shane, the Director of Finance, is here as well, and she'll say a word. Let's see here. Let's see what this is. Well, you have before you a PowerPoint presentation. Let's see if we need to let me try something real quick. If you can keep working on that, it'd be great.
We just need to start hiring people under 25 years old that are taking, like a 16-year-old would have this.
Well, you have before you, let me say purpose of my presentation is to show that we have met the requirements of our tax abatement that we continue to do. We made a commitment to you, if you would give us tax abatement, we continue to expand, and I think we've met that commitment. We want to show you how important tax abatement is to Jefferson and how important we believe it is to other companies as well to expand the tax base in Orange County. And so if you look at the it's okay. There you go. Jefferson, okay, thank you. Jefferson received approval of the Port of Beaumont to construct assets on the Port of Beaumont property. We started with a 9-acre lease in 2012 and started building construction 2013. Our contractor was the STI group, and this is what the property looked like in 2012 before we started construction. The port had built a teardrop rail system with one deep water dock and some roads, and that was it. It was all that was located on the property at the time. And then as of January 6, 2019, this is what the property looks like now.
Lots of storage.
So we've added over 2.1 million barrels. We're in the process of adding another 1.8 million barrels of tank storage capacity. And so you see that not only have we added tankage, we have three main businesses. The first thing is we bring in bitumen crude and light oil crude from the shale plays. And then the bitumen crude is from Alberta, Canada. It's real heavy material, anywhere from a 10 to 12 gravity API, and we have to steam it to be able to get it to flow. Comes in jacketed rail cars. We hook up steam lines with boilers, and we heat it up to about 120, 140 degrees to get it to flow. We then blend it and send it to other refineries in the region. The second thing that we do is we bring in ethanol from the Midwest. We have the second largest producer of ethanol in the U.S. It's our joint venture partner, Green Plains. And so we bring that in by unit car rail. In other words, anywhere from 100 to 120 cars, unload it into tanks, and then we ship it internationally to India and other places in the world. The third thing that we do is we take in refined products from ExxonMobil, and we take it in by barge. You can see the barge dock right located there, and then we will unload it to these tanks, and then we load it by rail car. And we've grown from three loading stations, rail car loading stations, to 20. Wow. And so we then bring those rail cars together and we ship it to Mexico. The Mexican market is deregulated. We ship it to Mexico. So those are the three businesses that we have, or parts of the business that we have. So as it relates to county tax abatements, and none of this could have been done without your commitment. And what I want to show you is this. We received a tax abatement in May of 2014. It's a 10-year, 100% tax abatement for Orange County. It started January 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2024. And the project said that we would have $250 million worth of investment. In other words, project cost. Project cost and asset costs are different. When you think in terms of project cost, it includes engineering, it includes overtime, it includes all types of other things that do not actually form an asset. And so we committed to $250 million of investment project cost. So far, since 2013, we've invested over $355 million. We said $250. And we've invested over $355 million. We said we'd provide 75 jobs. We provided 80 jobs as of July 2015. And then we've also had construction jobs of 239 for a total of 336 for that tax abatement. As part of our abatement policy, we pay annually a pilot payment. The pilot payment we started in 2014 of $230,000 to Orange County, 10% of that going to the Orange County EDC of $30,000 for a total of $300,000, and then every subsequent year pay $125,000 after that. The second abatement was signed on March 1st, 2018, and that was from 2019 through 2028. and is to add, in addition to the $250 million, another $150 million to our project. And so this last year in 2018, we spent over $60 million in project costs. And we were to add 20 positions, 20 full-time positions, in other words, 75 plus 20 for a total of 95 positions. I want you to notice we've our full-time positions right now are at 188 positions, with construction jobs or capital project jobs of 289. And our total job creation is 477. And then there's a pilot payment with this agreement, too. And the pilot payment starts in 2019, is paid in 2020, next year, and that'll be $200,000, with 90% of that going to the county, the $180,000, and $20,000 going to Orange County EDC. Those payments will continue as scheduled. When you think in terms of tracking of employment staffing, when we say that we've made a commitment to track this, Larry Dusek can attest to it, but I've put in your packet a sheet like this. And what we do is we it shows you the full-time positions. Jefferson positions are somewhere in the neighborhood of 28, but that does not include all full-time positions. We have SGS, who's our operator, who unloads all the rail cars and does all this work, and they're right at 119 positions currently. And then we have contract maintenance of STI, B&E, and then some rail, as well as security, and they, even IT. These all, just for one job, there's ancillary jobs that are produced that are considered even full-time. And then in addition to that are construction, capital construction projects and or positions. And you can see all that. We not only track it by company and where they're located, but we track it by what county they reside in. And we'll continue to give you those reports. And so with, Larry can tell you, when I send out a request for our staffing, I have background information that includes that includes every person's name and address. So I provide this. If you ever want to audit it, look at it, I make it available to you. And so we've had, we're right at 289 staffing for a total of 477, as stated. So we'll track that by counties. A number of years ago, local was defined by a regional group, job creation group. I forget the name of it. Do you remember the name of it, Johnny? Steve Boozer was over it. And but anyway, they classified local as the nine counties of Southeast Texas: Hardin, Jefferson, Orange, Newton, Jasper, Tyler, Liberty, Chambers, and the Bolivar Peninsula. Those were all considered local. So we not only track which county are in local, we break it down to percentages and how many are from outside the area. Any questions so far?
I'd just like to know, yes, you said ma'am. It was kind of a, you could get it for us, but just off a ballpark, how many of those people actually live in Orange County?
It's right there, it's right there, ma'am. Okay. 36 on the full-time positions, 36 on the contract positions, for a
36,
total of,
okay,
for a total of 72. You'll see Jefferson is more than that, and yeah. I even looked at the population. Population of Orange County is 84,962 mm-hmm. as of 2016. Jefferson County was right at over three times that, at 256, uh-huh. 299. And so the bottom line is we will continue to seek to improve those numbers, because we don't have an agreement with Jefferson County. We have it with Orange County. And so we will continue to seek to you're looking for return on investment.
Yes.
You're looking for how many people are employed from Orange County. You're looking at what does that add to your tax base, your sales tax. And speaking of sales tax, I started looking at sales tax as an issue, and started. You'll notice also one of the things I've put in your packet is a local utilization plan, and it's your pleasure. Feel free to read that, because that's one of the things that I'll talk about at the very end related to this. But we seek to, we want to hire Orange County contractors and use vendors, but there are some vendors that you do not have. For instance, if you look at our site, what you see there is a lot of steel to construct tanks. You see pipe, you see rail, you see there's pumps, there's valves and fittings, and I'm not aware. I had Doug Emmons is also here as our purchasing manager, Doug, and I asked him to pull how many Orange County vendors do we have, and he could only find one. You'll hear more about that one in just a second. But there are no Orange County steel producers or steel vendors or pipe vendors or valve vendors or pump vendors. They're not in Orange County. They're in Jefferson or other counties. And we seek to use local. And, of course, we're looking for competitive bidding. And so I just want to point that out. So when you talk about sales tax, you've got to be able to purchase something to pay sales tax. And so, you know, the key is Orange County growing the capacity and having those vendors that are going to generate sales tax for you and contractors that are going to grow and their scope to be able to do more to go steal some of Jefferson County's tax base and bring it to you.
There you go. We're okay with that.
Huh?
So we're okay with that.
I know. So these are, you've got those numbers that the numbers are broken down. That's full-time staffing positions and then contract positions. I want to stop right here for a second, and I want to introduce you to the vendor who, or our contractor who's an Orange County contractor. And from a standpoint of full disclosure, I had a consulting company called Partnership Strategies before I went to work for Jefferson. Went to work for Jefferson. They asked me to come on full-time because I was a consultant to them. And I introduced Jefferson, or STI Corporation, to Jefferson because I felt like STI would be the right size company to come in and do the amount of work that could really help Jefferson in a big way, and they have. STI Corporation is an Orange County company, and I'll let him tell you where they're located, but it has built most of our facility. Paul Spence, would you come while I get this set up?
Thank you, Mark. It's an honor to speak before y'all today, and it was quite an honor the day that Mark introduced me to the Jefferson Refining Corporation. Little did I know when he introduced me to them that they would become my second largest customer. And part of my presentation is show you in dollars and cents the impact that it had to me. And I've asked some of my suppliers to come and speak and how it impacted them. And it's an amazing trickle-down effect. So help me here, Mark, middle. Oops. Right one. Okay, so on the board you see here, over the years, starting in 2013, the revenue that it impacted us, the first year was $34 million. 2014, which was the biggest year, was $91 million. 2015 was $65 million. And then the downturn of oil hit, and 15-16, it went down to 8 million. All started going back up, went up to 54, and in 2018 it was 14. So the aggregate was $268 million for this little old Orange County contractor. It was quite a blessing to us, but more poignant to y'all though is the direct labor. In the first year it was 22,000. 2014 it was $10 million of direct labor. 2015, 6 million. 2016, right at 2 million. 2017, 11 million. And 2018, right at 5 million. So a total of 34 million in direct labor to help build this plant. Now, this doesn't include labor to my vendors that are in Orange County or even to some of my shops that are in Orange County.
This is labor on site?
This is mostly labor on site. Okay. In our company, we have it segregated. We have the STI group, STI group of companies. So I have STIS, which is my field construction crew. It is based out of Bridge City, Texas, right off of Highway 87. But then I have 8 shops scattered out from McAllen, Texas to Buna, Texas. But, and I'll show you in a minute, there's a number of them that are in Orange County. But if you look up there, the aggregate of man hours that we spent building the pictures that you saw was right at 1 million man hours. And at the peak, we had 400 people employed at that site. So this was a major impact to not only Orange County, but to my company. Currently today, STI, we have 197 employees that are residents in Orange County. I heard you. I'm thankful I had that stat. So
thank you.
Now, I might add, that is down today. We built our major, the major component that we build is land-based drilling rigs. As we know, back in the fall, price of oil went down to 42. Thankfully, it's up to about 53. When it hits that magic number of 60, things starts getting stimulated again. So at the first year, we had to lay off about 300 people. So I didn't do the research, but I would imagine that 25%, that 197 would probably have been 25% higher before this layoff. Currently, we have 389 employees out of the total 1,416 people that we have employed today working within Orange County. And listed below are the locations that they're working at. Our West Orange Pipe Shop, which I'm very proud of that. Little did I know, y'all helped me with that. But little did I know that's potentially coming is the Chevron Phillips project that is literally right across the street from me. So we have great plans to expand that shop. Yes, please, Lord.
Look forward to it.
Yes, we do. It. Don't we, Stephen Lee? The Bridge City Steel Shop, that is one of my older shops. The Vider Steel Shop, and those two shops are where we build the mast and the substructures for all the drilling rigs that we build. The Bridge City Corporate Headquarters is where the whole company is based out of, right off of Highway 87 in Bridge City. And then off of Round Bunch, we have an estimating and sales office. And then I have a variety of construction crews and some of the plants, including Jefferson, Orlanxio, International Paper, Dow, and Vista, and Sabine Cogen, that we do regular work in there day in and day out. But the trickle-down effect, and I've asked four of my partners, suppliers, vendors, however you want to characterize them, to come and speak in behalf of the trickle-down effect of how it affected them. But if you, I listed the major contributors to the STI group that are that reside or have their offices or factories in Orange County, as you can see on the board. And I don't ask Mr. Herb Lutz to come first. He was the major steel supplier to us. Even though we fabricate steel within the STI group, the knockdown steel, the specialty steel that he does, it was more befitting for him. So I'll let Herb come and speak to that.
Okay, I'd like to thank Paul for the invitation to speak. I'm the owner of LNC Fabrication.
I'm sorry, could you, we need your full name. They says, but we
okay, it's Herbert
the
Lutz.
Records. Okay, thank you.
And I'm the owner of LNC Fabrication. We're approximately 2 miles east of Vider, north of the interstate. And I'd like to speak a little bit about Jefferson and STI Group as well. It was an old granite shop in Vider that was actually closed down. And that shop was about 7,000 square feet. Purchased it in late 2012, and 2013 was our first complete full year. And basically, I probably wouldn't be standing here today if it weren't for the Jefferson Project and the STI Group. In 2013, we actually started the Jefferson Project as a subcontractor for STI, as a steel fabricator. Our first full year, 2013, STI was 58% of our business, and it was due to the Jefferson Project. 2014, 84% of our business was through STI for the Jefferson Project. Now, in those 2 years, they've spent about $4 million with LNC Fabrication. Our total revenue from 2013 through 2018 with STI was about $20 million. So that tells me that Paul Spence and the STI group are committed to keeping the work local. And I believe that they're doing that. Just to give you a little bit of background on LNC, like I said, we started our first full year was 2013, right there in Vidor. We started with 7,000 square feet with about six employees. We have grown to 48,000 square feet worth of fabrication shop. The last quarter of 2018, we averaged about 75 employees. 90% of lived in Orange County. Now that third, fourth quarter, basically 90% of that work was work for STI Group with the H&P oil field stuff. It slowed down a little bit. We're about 40 employees now, but I wanted to speak to the trickle down effect that 2013, 2014, particularly for the Jefferson project, and what it's done for my company, and what the STI group continues to do. And if you have any other questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Good.
No, I thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another supplier that y'all probably familiar with, Mr. David Jones with Gopher Industrial. He's one of our major suppliers, and I'll let him come speak to it.
Time I got?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. No, I'll make this fast, and I won't speak too much to the numbers, but STI has been a blessing since the day I met Paul Spence. We see and do business a lot in the same manner, and the spin that they've invested in allowing Gopher to be one of those suppliers that supplies them on products and services in excess of millions of dollars, and without them, the investments we've been able to make and the expansions that we've been able to make on Highway 62 would not have been possible. Now, I worked for two major companies prior to deciding to put an industrial supply house here, a significant size one, and I felt like Orange deserved one, but businesses like STI and Jefferson need that infrastructure to keep those tax dollars here. And so we made that investment, and through that have continued to expand. All of our employees, all but one, are actually live in Orange County. I went back and looked at the vendors that we deal with because there's that trickle-down effect because we turn around and spend money. And I went and pulled vendors in Orange County. That's Vidor, Bridge City, Orangefield, Orange, West Orange, Pinehurst, name one. And it was over 200 people that we spend with. Now, it might be smaller increments where that's spread out. But in addition to that, we have payroll that's been excessive of millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, of employees that live right here. And they buy cars here, their kids go to school here, and these things are possible because these companies are able to come in and get a head start on these projects. I always said a politician, I'll either run a business or own a business when they start deciding on business. And I'm not downplaying what y'all do, and I don't even know all of y'all's background. But cash flow is such an important factor in being successful. And I know that on a small scale. When they're trying to attract these large investors that are doing in the hundreds of millions and the billions, they can take that money. They're looking for a return. And they can take that money somewhere else. So it's really important for us to keep in mind to give those people the seed that they need and the root that they need to get started to have a viable business so they can spend local and let it trickle on down to people like Paul Spence and STI Group, Gopher Industrial, and down to our employees. And I went back and looked through the charitable groups. Today I actually bought a truck in Orange. Every vehicle we've bought at our company, we bank local, we get our clothes ironed here, we buy our donuts here. And those things matter because people, when I go into First Financial and deal with them, we know them by first name, and those people get a paycheck, and it just keeps that dollar moving. So we are thankful and grateful for y'all's support in Jefferson in their project, and with the Chevron coming up, I can only say that even more. So we appreciate that support and continue to keep these this community business friendly. Thank you.
Thank you.
The third person I want to recognize is Brad Rutledge. He is the owner of Golden Triangle Industrial, and he supplies all the rental equipment for all of our projects.
Thank you, everybody, Mr. Spall, and thank you all for having us here. I want to echo David Jones and Herb. You see, Mark Villador. I mean, it's a blessing being amongst these guys, and I'll tell you from my fair share. Started my business in 2006 and really getting cranked up in 07. I met Mr. Spence in 08, and without him, I wouldn't be in business. He makes up about 25% of our business. It's the exact same thing David said. I can go on and on and on about the stories. I'll tell you from my experience, you know, when I first heard about the Jefferson Project, you know, kind of get a little skeptical. You know, are they really going to do this? Are they really going to spend the money local? And that's kind of what I think when I think are they really going to spend the money local? I'd love to see that happen. I was born and raised here. I love this community. I'll tell you that the proof's in the pudding. The numbers are what they are. These guys do a great job. We have great relationships with Larry Doucette and those guys that are actually the boots on the ground putting this project together. They've been out there since day one. And I know they have a passion for the community as well. And to me, that's what it's all about. So appreciate y'all. Let me
speak.
Thank you.
And last but not least, you can't go anywhere without your banker. So I got to
No, I know a lot of people.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lee. I am the CEO and president of First Financial Bank here in Southeast Texas. We have six locations throughout Southeast Texas, three of which are here in Orange County. We have locations in Vidor and Mauriceville and in Orange. And I'm happy to say that the most significant capital expenditure we'll make in the state of Texas in 2019 is right here in Orange, Texas. And it's that building that's being built right there on the corner of Park and 16th Street. And I look around this room today, and one of the things that we're talking about affects a number of my customers. Almost everybody that spoke and several other people that sit in this room are the reason why that building is being built. It's the reason why the 50 employees that I have a job. Quite frankly, what I do is a passion of mine. I was born and raised a banker here in Southeast Texas. My daddy was a banker here in Southeast Texas. Orange County is so important to me. And when I look at opportunities like Jefferson County Refining, what they have already done.
Jefferson Refining.
Anyway, Jefferson Refining, what they've already done, what they're planning to do, I can't tell you how important it is to me as a local businessman, as somebody who is just genuinely interested in continuing to promote the success and growth of Orange County and understands how important that is to all of my customers. And to my employees and my shareholders that are also here locally, it's just critically important that we take every opportunity we can to attract those businesses to not only come here but also to continue to invest here within this community. And I strongly urge all of you commissioners, I think you've done a great job with your abatement policy. I urge you to continue to use it aggressively to help promote growth of industry within our county. Thank you.
I just want to say I'm glad you have one of your banks in Mauriceville.
Yes, ma'am, I am too.
And I wish the other people would come look at some areas in precinct too.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
But you know, Mark, Orange County Refining does have a ring to it.
Yeah.
Future expansion.
So in summation, I personally want to thank you all for giving the tax abatement to Jefferson Refining publicly. I want to thank Jefferson Refining, what they've done for not only me, but my suppliers. And from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spence.
Do we need another blessing?
Yeah. Need another blessing over the electronic picture.
Need something.
Just
got
to click it.
Get it for me. The Vider ISD, in fact, I'll show you. When you think in terms of our pilot payment, the this shows our tax years, our total liability, our pilot payment 2015, and $125,000 each year after that. We have back taxes that we're having to pay. Orange County Appraisal District was not aware, they did not assess us for the Port of Orange and the Drainage District for 2015, 16, and 17. We became aware of it. In fact, I think Jessica, they were doing an audit and asked us for our tax abatement policy with those two entities. And said, I don't have a tax abatement with those two entities. And they went back and they realized that we owed back taxes of $385,000. So we asked them if we could have a year to be able to accrue that, to be able to pay it. And so the total taxes that we paid through 2018 as of today is $11,899,700. And so you can see that that's pretty significant. If you think in terms of, this shows the various entities of how much money's gone to each one. I want you to notice Vider ISD is $8.5 million. And I've asked Sheila Shana, Dr. Wargo, Kilgo, excuse me. I spoke to him. He was very instrumental in helping us as we applied for a school district abatement early on, and we're not fortunate enough to be able to get it. But Sheila's going to come and just say a word to you.
Good evening. I first would like to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of y'all for giving them the opportunity to grow, because their taxes have helped with our investment in the future, and that's our students' education. As the business manager for Vider School District, what has occurred is for each year I have to fill out a form stating what our taxpayer is in this district. And Jefferson has been the top taxpayer for our school district for the past several years. In 2017, their taxable value was $179 million. This past year, it was $261 million. So those taxes that they pay to our school district has what has contributed to help us not only be able to educate our schools, our students, and invest in their future, but it also helps cover the payroll that we pay out to our employees. And with that, they invest it back into Orange County. They buy their groceries. They pay their taxes. They are substantial in growing Orange County. So I want to thank y'all personally for helping them grow, which helps us grow. Thank you.
Thank you. So this, as I said, this shows the taxing entities. And not included in those numbers are, you've heard of inventory tax. So every January 1st, the inventory that's in our tanks, there's taxes paid by whoever the owner of that is. And these are the amounts, and it will grow. And the more storage barrels that we have, as we continue to build storage tanks, that amount will continue to grow as well. So $624,000 And so if you think in terms of Jefferson's contribution to Orange County, prior to 2013, we had zero jobs in Orange County, paid zero taxes after the abatement. I've stood here each year and told you how important that abatement is and how important it is for us to be able to continue to grow. I say the same thing to you again. So the number of full-time positions, 188. Orange County is 36. Capital construction, 289 people, 36. Total employment, 477. And total paid to taxing entities, you can see, the total with inventory tax, over $12 million. And so with that, you know, and we're not through. We would like to continue. I'm here to say that, and this is probably the most important thing. This is the part that y'all like the most.
Yeah,
I was waiting.
This is the happy part.
Waiting.
I'd agree with that.
I have four checks today. The first one is for Orange County Economic Development, $12,500. It is their administration fee. The second one is to Orange County, $112,500, and that's our pilot payment. And then we're bringing $3.884 million as they're written to Karen Fisher, and then the back taxes of $385,000. And so I stood before you and said, if you give us the opportunity in 2018, I think, John, you voted for that too, didn't you? If you allow us to continue to expand, we'll continue to build, add to your tax base, we'll continue to hire local. And one of the things I'd like to say to you is I want to recommend that there may be other vendors in Orange County that are not doing business with Jefferson. I'd like to, as part of that local utilization agreement that you had before you, I'd like to recommend that with the help and the assistance of Jessica Hill and Orange County EDC, that we hold a vendor fair, and I want to appreciate all the chambers of commerce being like Ida and Bridge City and some of the others that are here working with the Orange County Chambers of Commerce, with the Orange County EDC. We want to hold vendor fairs to be able to make sure people are pre-qualified. As I said, Doug Emmons, our procurement manager, is here, and we want to hold that when we can to make sure that we'll continue to make best efforts to utilize local Orange County vendors. With that, I'll answer any questions you have, but I appreciate it.
Wow,
I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
That feels pretty good.
First to be able to tell us.
Could you do that again?
Hey, you want to come up here and hand? I think they want you to come up handy. Yeah. Let's get everybody to stand up, though.
It doesn't matter if I stand.
We're going to watch you when you leave.
It's still going to be ugly.
Yeah. That's good. So
it's over almost 4.4 million. Thank y'all for the opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all for believing in us.
And then,
thank
you, Mark. I'm glad they did.
Good. Thank you. All right. Just like at home, I'll have to turn it around and hand that over to one of those young ladies in just a second. So that's kind of how it happens. Well, first, thank you for the presentation. I've been fortunate. I was out there at the very first property when grand opening, or when we did the turning the dirt over and for both whenever we did that, and I saw this property as it very first was when there was nothing out there, and I've been out there I think six different times since through different tours and different events, and to see the growth that's happened there is fantastic, but also attributed to all the people that get to do business with that and how much that supports and that trickle-down effect. One of the things that I think it was briefly mentioned, but, you know, everybody supports everybody in this. The businesses support each other. They continue to shop local. But I'm fortunate. I know almost every single business that was up there. I think most of us do. Mm-hmm. Not only do they support each other, but they all support the people that are underprivileged in this community. They all give to different agencies and different groups. And you see them at charitable events. You see them everywhere. They participate. They support the community in more ways. So that dollar goes a long way in several trips and passes through several hands by the end of the day. And it all starts with a vision of Jefferson having that to bring that here. And we want to thank you for that. And thank you for continuing to support all these local businesses, because I know how important they all are to these communities, because I think everybody can look around here and see that you know somebody that works at these places is fortunate to have a job because somebody else is buying from them or shopping from them. And it's important to us, and so thank you.
Well, this is just a great illustration of what we talk about with the Batemans all the time. The inventory waste tax, the spinoff businesses, the way the money continues to fluctuate, to go through the community, and so it continues to turn over in the community. So,
Commissioner, many people don't have the opportunity to be able to see that effect. And I want to thank Paul Spence for helping me tell that story with his vendors. And now I appreciate Jessica Hill. And I appreciate you giving us that opportunity to tell the story.
Well, thank you. Like I said, we all know it, but this is a perfect illustration of what we always talk about. So,
yeah.
Look at it as a new commissioner. This is wonderful. And what I see is something that I call webbing. In other words, you start here, and then it goes out like this. And so we made an investment with the abatement, but we are getting returns for our investment, is what I see.
Yeah. I know that some already know that Mr. Viator and myself are not related.
We weren't sure.
We might be way back.
Somewhere over Bull Branch or something like that.
With that kind of money, you might
really. I might want to be related. But I know as the ex-mayor of Vider, the impact at STI, LNC, First Financial have made in our community. I know that I hope that a lot of y'all are aware of the growth that we've seen over on that side. And those three people have played, or businesses have played, a huge impact. Been a huge part of that success that we're seeing over on that side. I just want to take the opportunity, because I haven't had it before, to thank y'all. And we look forward to a bigger and brighter future.
Thank you again. We have no action on that other than thank you for your effort and your time and everybody that spoke and your efforts towards speaking towards that. We thank you for that. All right, so we'll move on to the next item, business of the county. So, discussion and possible action authorizing the county treasurer to process payroll for pay period ending January 27, 2019, including all supporting payroll liabilities and garnishment orders.
Sorry, we're
going to
disturb them.
All right, we'll let you.
I was just
interrupting. No problem, anytime.
You keep bringing checks, you can keep interrupting.
Yeah, you keep interrupting.
You keep bringing these, we're good. You want to interrupt us next week, we're willing.
Thank you, Mark. So moved.
So moved.
Second. Wait, are y'all doing number three?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Precinct 1.
Second.
Second from Precinct 4.
You raise your 1.
Any conversation? No.
No conversation, but do we want to make a comment that our judge is absent?
I did that. Okay. I did that at the beginning.
I must have missed
it. Just proof nobody listens to
me. I'm ready.
Right. Proof nobody listens to you.
Commissioner Warren.
Hey.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
Judge is absent. Me. Aye.
Aye. Twice.
No, it doesn't work that.
Four-zero on that. All right, discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. Ms. P.
For approval on January 29, 2019, from the general fund, $192,042.59. Road and bridge, $15. Mosquito control, $10,728.95. Adult probation, $3,606.95. Airport, $14.11. Other funds, $434.67. For a total of $206,841.91. And in addition to that, we have a state criminal cost and fee quarterly ending December 31st, 2018. $218,065.36.
What was that adult probation number again?
Adult probation is $3,606.59.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Make sure. I move to go ahead and pay the bills listed by the auditor.
Second.
One, two. Motion by one, second by two. Any conversation? Mr. One?
Aye.
Two?
Aye.
Three, aye. Aye. Zero. Clark, I want to say I think that's the least I've ever seen you spend. Road and bridge is $15. That's pretty good. Discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial report for fiscal year to date through December 2018.
Commissioners, I ask that we pass on this for this week. I am working on them. They are not finished and
okay.
Reviewed.
Thank you.
Everybody okay with that?
Yes, I'll take
it. It's probably because of a couple of conversations I had with her took up her time.
Look at my paper.
You tend.
All right, so no action on number five. Move to number six. Discussion and possible action to approve changes in the budget for county purposes as authorized by LGC Section 111.011. The county auditor is requesting three items not dependent on tax revenue to be added to the county's 2018-19 fiscal budget. All three requests have received the supporting revenue in prior years. A, use of funds previously returned to the county from waste services, count 076-915-52930, building grounds and maintenance for $175,000. B, use of an insurance reimbursement previously returned to the county in fiscal years 2017, currently unused, account 001-111-53190, insurance claims $660,000, and C, use of CSCD audit probation bond supervision fees previously received, and I think we have a correction on the account numbers on these. They're going to be 006-298-53985, adult probation bond supervision fees for $5,000. 0062.
Commissioner, that should be 982, not 985.
Where at? 982.
That's what I have written down.
Okay. All right. But the 298 was correct, right? And the rest of them are good, except they're all 298s.
Mm-hmm. So actually, the next one is 51110.
5110. Right. Okay, what about the next one?
The rest of
them.
They're
okay,
right.
They're all good. Okay, so 006-298-51110, regular salaries $14,000. 06-293-51210, Social Security
$4,000.
298. 298, I'm sorry. Yep, I'm reading it out. Social Security for $4,513. Next is 006-298-51230, retirement for $1,060. Next is 006-298-51250, unemployment for $25. Next, 006-298-51270 for group health, life, and dental for $7,700 for a total of $32,298. Those are the three items. We do have the second item, so we can go ahead and discuss that. B is we're going to remove that off of it at this time because we have some we want to clear up some numbers on the $660,000 and get a correct number on that before we move on that one. So it's only going to be for A and C at this time.
Okay, if everybody's so in comfortable other words, with that. B, we're holding on.
We're holding on B. There'll be no action on B unless there's some discussion.
But are we at A now?
We're going to, well, A and C are together, and so we can do the
may
motion.
May I discuss A?
You can A.
At this time. I wasn't here when the waste services came through.
For the record, neither was I.
Okay.
All right.
So none of us were here when waste services came through. I'm confused with it. I've been confused ever since I've been reading about it. But the $175,000, was that budgeted?
No, that's what this is here for.
So do we have in our contract with them, with Way Service, in writing, contract with Waste Service? Or do we need a written contract?
No, this has nothing to do with that. These are two separate refunds, reimbursements that were received back in 2016-17 and 2017-18 that are now going to be used for buildings and grounds.
And this building and grounds that you're talking about is the courthouse. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure some of this stuff. The Waste Services, they are supposed to be saving us money energy-wise, correct?
Yes. But that's not really a part of this.
Yeah, this is,
it's not that, but I'm just trying to find out exactly what Waste Services is.
Well,
so I can come and talk to you and find out.
We can talk about that afterwards.
Another, yeah.
Okay, I would like to.
Yeah, because since it's not part of the action item, we can't discuss
but
it.
But I just wanted, this $175 is going to the courthouse.
Yes, ma'am. It's going for the Labiche
program. Okay. I'll stop.
And then, like I said, if you have any questions about the waste restaurant directly, you would go after that because we can't discuss it here.
It's not scaffold removal.
It's scaffold.
Yeah, it's scaffold removal.
Scaffold removal.
All right. What's the job to do?
Okay.
So we good there?
We're good.
And then we're good on, we cleared up everything on the adult probation. So that would be the, so it would be for the discussion approval for A and C. Only. A and C only, if that's what y'all so
okay,
decide.
Okay, that's fine.
Are you making that motion?
Oh, I'll make the motion that we accept the A and C, and we will come back to B later on.
Okay. Motion by two.
I'll second that.
Seconded by one. Any further discussion? Precinct one.
Aye.
Precinct two.
Aye.
Three is aye.
Four,
zero. All right. Move on to number seven. All right. Discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a special budget in accordance with Local Government Code 111-0106, which provides for the adoption of a special budget for grant or aid money available in the course of a county's fiscal year after the county's general budget has been adopted. The provision of the code further requires that in order for such a special budget to be adopted, county auditor must certify that such grant or aid funding is in fact available. Accordingly, I hereby certify that the expenditures and grant revenue scheduled as follows may be considered for adoption as a special budget pursuant to Local Government Code 111-0106. Revenue 036000044443, Hurricane Harvey, $2,517,528.87. The expense 036952-59999, other $2,517,528.87.
This is the check that we received, so that we're now putting into the special budget.
That was our wait 2 weeks check.
2 weeks.
But we got
only one on this.
When did we get that?
2 weeks in a due loop, yeah.
January 14th,
we got it. Okay.
How does it affect us that it happened in different fiscal years that we actually spent the money and get? I guess we carried that expense forward.
Well, we paid for it in other ways, basically, and so now we have the money to pay for other things.
Okay,
we paid for what we had to our contingency, and then
this would have been real nice to have, like, October.
Yes, wouldn't it?
We were in the 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Precinct 1, seconded by Precinct 4. Any further discussion? Precinct 1.
Aye.
Aye.
Precinct 2. Precinct 3, aye.
Aye.
Precinct 4, aye. Motion passes 4-0. Now, discussion and possible action authorizing the county judge, and we were going to amend that, Denise, or Judge Pro Tem to sign a letter of support for Lamar State College Orange to receive a federally funded Economic Development Grant Act. The EDA will allow Lamar State College Orange to purchase simulators for their maritime and logistics programs. And so we were going to make that as an amendment for Judge Pro Tem to sign also so we can get that done today.
I think that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. And I think you've already got the letter. All right. Thank you.
And then only comment I want to make the other day was a comment about that just starting that program. But as me and you know, that program's been around for a while. We took the tour a while back, and they're trying to find the right instructor and get everything going and get all the pieces together. I think it's going to be a great asset for Orange and Orange County. And with the maritime business that we have out there right now, it'll be a great asset. But they've been working on this program for quite a while, and this is just another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, their simulators that they have out there now, you know, that they took a little bit of damage, and that kind of really started what we started working on through Southeast Texas Regional Planning, was to find a way to fund that, and because there was some state money through the EDA available. So we wanted to do that, and that thing kind of grew into actually new simulators and a project, and I sent in my letters and stuff last week for that, so that we would be at regional planning, so that we would be able to get that grant funded to our local school. Again, trying to push that locally. It's a great program. If you have not seen that maritime system that they have over there and the new upgrade that they're looking to do, it is top-notch. It's first-class maritime training here in Orange County. So we're glad that they're available to even qualify for this EDA grant, and it has been. Long time work to try to get to there, but they committed to try to spend some money in Orange County if we could find something that was worthy of it, and this is definitely it.
And two, I think this is one of our assets in Orange County.
Oh, absolutely.
So the type of work, so we have to have people skilled to work in that area. And I think that's where Lamar is coming on so strong.
Take a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? Precinct one.
Aye.
Precinct two.
Aye.
Precinct three. Aye.
Aye.
Precinct four.
I was waiting on the four.
And precinct four. Y'all been going ahead of me, so I'll just go ahead and let you go with it. Thank you for that. And then I'll just sign the letter at the end. Okay. All right. Discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from 001-111-53830 from contingency $10,800 to 001-681-5270 utilities $10,800, purpose to provide funds for portable bathrooms at Claiborne West Park due to the closing of the restroom pavilions number 1, number 2, and number 3. Ms. Gray, would you like to add anything? Did she leave? She scooted out on us? Okay. I did talk to them.
So. I would like to ask that we kind of look at, I don't know how many bathrooms these are. I do know the rent is $75 a month. Mm-hmm. But are we sure that we want to put this kind of money into
what this is exactly what term, I want.
Or do we want to fund them for a certain amount of time, and then if we still need them after, then that way we save the money for contingency for things that we might or might not use.
Yeah, and did you say Sabrina was here? Did she just walk out?
She left.
Okay. Let's see if we can. Let's see if I
we
can't.
We were not able to get that.
Call her. Maybe we can
just
move this to the bottom.
That's exactly what I wrote down.
Yeah, because we need to. I just wanted to know the length of time, and I saw her out there, so I thought she was still here. I want to know the length of time that we did this for.
Well, it's 75. That's.
Well, it's 7 unknown.
It goes into never never.
We don't know how long that it's going to take for them to. Do the facilities there, but I don't know if, you know, how many porta potties that is, you know, why we think we need
three.
X number. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, I'm just having a question of,
okay.
I think that's a lot of money for.
I did too.
Well, tell you what, it's because I just got a text from Sabrina. Apparently, she had an appointment to go to. So what we can do is we're going to have a closed session here in a minute. When we do that, when we have the break, I will call her and see if I can't get some further information. If y'all are comfortable just moving this down, and we may come back later. Okay, is that
well,
good?
That's right. 4 years worth of what it looks like.
All right, so we're gonna move this. So we're going to no action at this moment.
Yes.
We're going to move it down today. We're going to move it down later, so not actually no action. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Good. All right. And then also on number 10, I think Clark had asked for there be no action item on number 10 at this time.
Right.
Okay.
No.
So on that. So I'll read it anyway, but we're going to no action. It's discussion and possible approval of the minor plat of a 10.719 acre tract in Precinct 4 on Evangeline Lane. The owner of the 10.719 acre tract intends to partition four small individual lots, with each lot having road access along Evangeline Lane. The Orange County Drainage District has reviewed and approved the change. The property owner has provided a certification that all taxes have been paid on the property and has provided payment for the reproduction cost and filing fees. And so you ask for no action on this report at this time. Everybody comfortable with that?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Right, so we'll move to number 11, which is closed meeting pursuant to section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code. Deliberation regarding commercial or financial information that the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in or near the territory of Orange County, and with which the Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations, or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive to such a business prospect under section 551.087 of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. Ms. Hill. So,
I'd ask that the courtroom be cleared, same and except for myself, Ms. Hill, and anybody that she designates, and with recording.
With recording, okay. All right, so we'll take it.
That's what I thought. When you close it, don't you? Doesn't that designate you except the one
you're hollering at before?
That's right.
All right, and we are closed at 2:41. All right, we're going to go back into session at 2:57 at open session. Presentation from Ms. Jessica Hill.
So over the last few months, we've been working with Olson Engineering and Dr. Messer of MNR1 LLC in Bridge City to negotiate terms on an expansion of the engineering firm currently located in Bridge City. They're looking to invest around $4 million and create 36 permanent jobs to bring new investment into Orange County. So we are requesting that commissioners approve an incentive agreement for a rebate of 6 years, the first 3 years at 100% on the improved value of the ad valorem taxes, year four at 75%, year five at 50%, and in year six, 25%.
Okay.
Any questions?
I think I'm good.
At this time, I would invite a motion that the court approve the Chapter 381 rebate agreement with Olson Engineering and MR1 as presented by the EDC.
I second.
Well,
I'll make the motion.
Oh, you're gonna make it.
All right. So we have a motion by four.
And I second.
I have a second by two. Any further discussion? Questions? Precinct one.
A.
Precinct two.
Aye.
Precinct 3, aye. Precinct 4,
aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Thank you.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank
you for your investment in Orange.
Are you staying for this one? Let me see if they go back to 9 or if they get closed.
Just maybe
giggle
a little bit.
Thank you, sir.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll stay here just a second. Right, we'll go ahead and yeah, we can sign it now.
And then I'll take them to get it signed and I'll bring it back to y'all.
Okay.
Commissioner Gussian, are y'all doing the next close?
And yeah, we're going to sign this first. So where do we need to sign this?
I think he said yeah, but we're going to sign this first. So I think so we're going to do this one and then come back to this.
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right. So we move to go to closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with assistant. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought y'all were done. We'll hold on. Back it all up. Now we can say closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation. Ms. Grimion?
Yes, sir.
I would ask that the courtroom be clear, save and except for myself, Ms. Ardwin, Christy Corey, and the sheriff, and no recording, please.
Becky.
And what?
I'm sorry,
recording?
Becky from Treasurer's Office, and with no recording.
No recording.
No recording.
Christy.
At 3:01.
Oh, Christy.
We will open back up court at 3:40. All right. And upon take any action deemed necessary upon discussion in closed meeting, then we have no action necessary. Everybody good with that?
Good.
All right.
You good, George?
Item 14.
Okay.
Mike,
15.
14. And now at 15, we are discussion and possible action regarding adjournment.
I make a motion.
Commissioner's Court.
Second.
Oh, go ahead, ma'am.
What are you doing about the park?
Okay, yeah, okay, so before we go to that. So on number nine, what I did, I talked to, thank you for reminding
yes,
me.
Yes, good job.
On number nine, I did talk to Sabrina, and what she did is she put that amount in for the full year based on.
No, it's more than that.
Well, she said that she based it on a full year, which her answer to me was. But I told her that probably what we needed to do was put it back on, just table it for this session, put it back on, and maybe have some discussion around maybe looking at it as a month-to-month.
So she said,
I made the motion we table it till next
table.
Week.
I'm getting the table.
We're just tabling it.
Yeah, there you go.
Or no action today.
That's a lot of money.
Thank you for reminding us.
And now, I make the motion we adjourn.
I second that.
All right, 4-2. Precinct 1.
Aye.
Precinct 2.
Aye.
Precinct 3. Aye. Precinct 4.
Aye.
4-0 to this.
Okay.